Hey, that is awesome. Great to have everybody on the call. We're dead in the middle of summer right now. This is July 6th, 2017. Great day to be alive. Beautiful here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Pretty mild summer, a lot of rain, and the grass is all green. The the crepe myrtles here are just outstanding. They've just been amazing everywhere, all over town, and just blossoming, blooming, and flourishing. And so real excited about that. I don't know if you have crepe myrtles in your part of the country, but, boy, that's a mainstay here, and they're just gorgeous. So this time of year is fantastic. So my name is Tim Darnell. It's just an honor to be with you here and leading this call here. This is our Team Freedom call. And we want to talk about Eye on the Prize tonight, staying focused on where we're going and what we're achieving and keeping that uppermost at the forefront of our minds. So if you're taking notes, this would be a good time, a good thing to write down. Eye on the Prize, staying focused on where we're going and what we're achieving. So in other words, that next rank advancement, what we're doing with it, why we're doing it, and just getting that really clear in our minds and not being indecisive about that, but being decisive about what it is we want to achieve. And so I believe that staying focused on where we're going and what we're achieving, that's absolutely the secret to success. And yet, I'll be the first to admit, it's one of the hardest things for associates to do is to stay focused on where you're going and what we're achieving. So you want to write that down and keep that uppermost in your mind as far as pinpointing an idea on tonight's call. I think it's real important. It is the secret to success, keeping the eye on the prize all the time and not getting distracted by other things. So here's what most people do, and they have their eyes focused on other things other than where we're going and other than what we're achieving. It's the reaction of prospects is uppermost in their mind. They're just so consumed with the idea of this person I'm going to talk to, man, what if they reject me? Or what if it's a negative reaction? Or what if it's just they don't want to do it or anything like that? And that just paralyzes a lot of people. And what I try to explain to people all the time is that their reaction is meaningless. It's absolutely meaningless. All we're doing is being a conveyor of the idea and getting that idea in front of them. And some people really resonate with that and they want to join us. And other people, it's like, you're waving your eyes over a dead man's, your hands over a dead man's eyes. Nothing's happening there. But we have done our part, and that's get the message in front of them. So the reaction of prospects is not something that we want to focus on. We want to keep our eyes on the prize, focused on where we're going and what we're achieving. So the second thing is the activity of associates. I used to be consumed with that and would go down my tree and find out what everybody was doing and everything, and I realized it's really just a waste of time. I can help people if they, for instance, they somehow mess up and they do 95 BV as opposed to 98 or opposed to 100 BV, and thereby they are not active, they're not capturing the volume that's underneath them. That's helpful and that kind of thing. Or if you see zeros in your downline or in your tree and that kind of thing, you just don't worry about that. That activity is irrelevant because what we're doing is we're keeping the eyes and the focus on what we're doing, what we're going to accomplish, what we're achieving. Another thing is comparison with other associates. And some people have been very eloquent about comparing. But I can just tell you that that's one of the worst things that you can possibly do. This is your business, and it's our business. It's what we are doing with our business and with our position. It has nothing to do with other people. If I obsessed about Lynn Hagedorn and how phenomenally fast she rose to millionaire status and how quickly she maxed out her position, or if I looked at my position compared to Jay Bennett's position or just any number of other people, it would be diminishing the importance of my position. And the only thing really important to me and my family is my position. Now, the other positions of importance are people that I have personally enrolled and helping them achieve what it is they want to achieve, and then the people that they have personally enrolled and getting involved with those people downline from us on our team and helping them achieve what they want to achieve. And I want to know specifically what it is they want to achieve, why they're doing it, and when they're going to do it, and let me help them with that process and get that done. And so another thing that we tend to do a lot is have an emotional attachment to our prospects and our associates. and we get very in tune with them and very in love with those prospects and associates. And listen, I'm the first to tell you, I love all of our people more so than they probably think, and that's easy to do. But you can't get so attached that you're timing everything that you do in your business according to what they're thinking and what they're doing or what they're not doing and that kind of thing. And so Bobby and Michelle, they've got a great training where they have all of the different objections that people have come up with in their tenure here at Isagenics. And it's so funny that they say the answer to every one of those dilemmas is enroll a new person. And it's really true. So it's really a focus on who are we going to enroll next. And that's so exciting for me. And I'm going to talk about that in just a few minutes, about some of my prospects that I have on the horizon here, the immediate horizon. Some may take a little bit longer to get involved, but as most of you know, it took Jay Bennett 6 years to get me involved. So I'm not worried about it. All I'm doing is staying in touch with them, giving them one exposure after another exposure and different types of exposures that appeal to different aspects of their thinking. And one thing that I really do with prospects, I spend a lot of time thinking about that prospect and what's important to them. I dialogue with them and actually ask them that question. What's important to you? What would stimulate you? What would motivate you? What does motivate you? And they can tell you, and they'll say something that's real different from other people. And you need to know that. You need to know what stimulates another person. And that's just ammunition for you to be able to help them get off square zero and move on forward through the ranks here and do whatever it is they want to accomplish. Others of us focus, instead of on where we're going and what we're achieving and what we're accomplishing, we focus on no's rather than yes's. And I will just tell you that the word no is the first part of the word nothing, and it has the same significance. It is moot. It is null and void. It means nothing. A no means nothing. And so why would you let nothing get you riled up or get you cowered in the corner in the fetal position or whatever this no is doing for you? And what I say to you is don't let a no mean anything to you. When somebody tells me no, I just laugh. And what I'm looking for is if that person is qualified to be in my business or not. And if they give me enough no's, then they're just telling me, raising their hand, saying they're not qualified to be in my business. And I say, hey, that's great information. That's the type of information that I need to know. But I don't let it get to me emotionally or physiologically any way whatsoever, thought process-wise whatsoever. Then another focus that a lot of people, they focus on what's not working, and they focus on what's wrong with me. And I want to tell you something. There is nothing wrong with you whatsoever. You are perfectly capable of building this business. What's not working is you focusing on what's not working. And so I don't focus on that ever. I focus on what is working. And I want you to take that to heart and think about that and ruminate over that thought right there. Am I focusing on what's not working, or am I focusing on what is working and what can work? See, those things are three real different categories right there. And if you'll focus on the positive, then it won't damage you or frustrate you or get you to stop or halted in your business building. And so there's eight of these here. Seventh thing is distractions. And there are thousands of distractions. And folks, at some point, you've got to understand that you've got to wade past the distractions. You've got to get past the obstacles and get the work done that is necessary here, and not let every distraction in the world bog you down and lead you astray over to handling those distractions. You've got to pay attention to the very thing that will get you where you're going and what it is you're achieving. See, that's what you want to focus on. You want to focus on where you're going and what you're achieving. If I say that enough, it'll sink in for maybe one of you. I don't know, maybe more than one of you. I hope it does. But distractions, there are literally hundreds, thousands of distractions that can keep you from building your business, and you've got to be in control of that. You are in control of your distractions. Don't let your distractions be in control of you. Then the eighth and final one is the size of your team. And I have fallen prey to this on several occasions, and especially on our focus team. And when I say focus team, I'm talking about the team that makes you money. So if you're brand new to the business, the team that really makes you money is the one that only has to produce the 300 BV in order to create a cycle. So for those of you that are new, let me go over a cycle real quickly for you. A cycle is 900 BV. It's 600 BV on one team and 300 BV on another team. As you're building your business, the BV should be pretty equal on each team for a while, but at one point, your main team, your team is going to get bigger than your focus team. And so that's a great thing to happen. When that happens, that means that your 600s are being taken care of by that team that you share in common with your upline and with people that you put on that team. So after a while, the 600s are taken care of, and when that happens, that enables you to focus on your 300 side, which is easier, obviously. It's 50% easier, or 100% easier, I should say, than creating the 600s. And so it's real exciting when all you have to do is to focus on your focus team, which means every time you put 300 BV on that side, you're going to cycle. And so when you get to that point in your business, you know that your business is maturing and that you're at a real good point in your business. So I've got people that are on the line right now. I think of Rick and Sharon. They're sort of the spotlight couple this week because they're putting it together to go Crystal Executive. But I was just looking at their position, and it's almost 20,000 people on their right-hand team. And so that means that their 600 BV is taken care of probably for infinity. I mean, they're not going to have to worry about that for a long, long time. And so I don't know what the exact number is. They could look that up. But I've got several people up there at top. Michelle Mason, who I've personally enrolled, she has 20,722 people on her right team. And so all she's got to do is put people on her left team, and it's very profitable to her to do that and to be able to focus on that. So if this doesn't make sense to you, call me, and we're going to go over the I'll sketch this out for you so that it makes more sense to you. But a cycle is 900 BV, 600 BV on your main team, 300 BV on your focus team. We sometimes call that our pay side. When you learn the strategies of working this business, then it gets really, really exciting. So keep the knowledge that your team is going to explode. Keep the knowledge of that fact, both on the left side and the right side. Both of those teams are going to explode at some point. Keep that in the forefront of your vision and your thinking and your knowledge and your belief system, because that is what will happen. It will happen for anybody on this line. There's not a person on this line that is not qualified for that to happen if you'll just simply work this business consistently and attend some of the trainings like this. You guys, I want to applaud you for being on this training because, you know, we got thousands and tens of thousands of people on our team. And a call like this, we have a call like this, and we'll have, you know, 15 to 20 people on the call. And that's okay. I have no problem with that. I'm not frustrated by that. That's the people I'm going to work with throughout the week and help them grow their income and grow their teams. So if you keep feeding your business, both on the left side and the right side, it will be healthy. Your business will be healthy. Your team will be healthy. It will grow. It will eventually get out of your control, which is exactly what you want to see happen. I realize every day that I'm going to talk to somebody who is going to see this and go crazy with this business. I know that's going to happen. I've seen it happen multiple times. It's happened dozens of times already, and it will happen again and again and again. So go into your day knowing that the next person you're going to talk to could be the person that turns your entire life around. Now, so we're looking at that with positive expectation for that someone who's going to take their business to five-star on our focus side. Five-star on our focus side. And if that's Greek to you and you don't understand that, let me explain that just a little bit deeper here. When somebody on your focus side, in other words, that's the side that all it needs to do is produce 300 BV for a cycle, when that person creates a cycle, they have to do 900 BV. Well, if that's your focus side, 900 BV is three cycles for you, right? Because you only have to do 300 BV in order to create a cycle. They have to do 900 BV to create a cycle. So every time they cycle, that's three cycles for you. So do you think it'd be a real good idea to help somebody on your focus side go, say, five-star So Five-Star is 100 cycles that they create for them. Now, that's phenomenal for them. That's six digits for them, but it's not. It's 300 cycles for you. 100 cycles for that person is 300 cycles for you. Now, think about that. How many cycles does it take to max out a position? It only takes 250 cycles for you to max out your position, and so you will be maxed out, and write these numbers down. If you don't know the max out numbers, that's $13,500 a week in income. I want you to write that down. You need to memorize these numbers right here. $13,500 a week in income is $54,000 a month in income, and it's $702,000 annually in income. That's for maxing out a position. So do you think that kind of income would give you some freedom in your life? You better believe it. It absolutely will. And by the way, that's residual growing income. So if you take somebody on your – I'm getting a lot of static out there. If you make sure your phone's on mute, that would help. I don't have the ability to mute the entire call, so if you can mute your phone, that'd be great. And when I call for time for somebody to come out and share, you can unmute it. So if you get somebody to go five-star on your focus side, that's fantastic, because you're going to max out, and it's win-win for everybody. See, this is not a zero-sum game, which a lot of people that are employee-minded people, they think it's a zero-sum game, meaning that for Tim to win, that means somebody else has to lose. Well, that's not true at all. For Tim to win, Tim has to help other people win big time in their life. Same thing's true for you. If you want to win, you're going to help other people win big time in life. So look at on my side right here, on my focus side, to help one single individual go five-star is max out for us. So is that good for them? Yes, it is. Is that good for us? Absolutely. And what if you've got somebody else unrelated to them goes two-star or three-star and above? And that certainly can happen. We've got dozens and dozens of two. Happen again, and will happen with regularity. And why not be you? Why don't you go two-star and three-star? Three-star is a six-digit annual income. Okay, so that's 40 cycles in a week. 40 cycles in a week is three-star. Can you see how you can max out your position if you get one or two people that really want to get in here and get serious about their Isagenix business? And it really hinges on finding that one single motivated mom, or that single motivated couple, or in my case, a businessman who got blindsided by an internet troll. If you find that guy and he has no other place to go but Isagenix, that might be a good person to enroll. And so let me give you another thought here, and I want you to write this down. Leaders learn to be totally proactive 100% of the time. I've already mentioned this up in those eight things that people get sidetracked on up at the top of the call here. But leaders also learn how to be totally proactive 100% of the time. They're not dealing with inconsequential things like frustration, although that's real. It can be real. We learn how to get past that and deal with proactive activities. And that's what we're focused on. That's what we want to do. It's so exciting. Man, frustration's not fun. Disappointment's not fun. Let's don't major on those emotions right there. Let's get over those, because we have control over that, and we can major on being proactive all the time on where we're going and what we're achieving and what we're accomplishing. So we're not sitting around waiting on somebody else to do something. We enroll 10 or 15 people, say, hey, that's pretty good. One of those is bound to do something. I'm going to take it easy right now. That's a fool's perspective. That's reactive right there. That's not proactive. And so that's a wait-and-see attitude. Wait-and-see doesn't get it in any kind of business. It's a gamble, and we can't gamble in business. The stakes are too high to gamble. So leaders don't do that. Leaders plan on who else they're going to share this business with, and until we find the superstars, we are the superstars. And so when you quit waiting on other people to build this business for you, you become the superstar, and you have that total control over yourself, whether you are the superstar or not. You can be, should be, and will be the superstar. And until you become the superstar, you're probably not going to find superstars. It doesn't happen that way. Superstars are attracted by people who exhibit superstar traits. And that's what we do. We exhibit the superstar traits. We're confident. We're excited. We know where we're going and what we're achieving. We're proactive. And we learn to be and do exactly what it takes to make the growth happen for our position. We're teachable and coachable, and that's what I look for in somebody. Mary's on the line tonight. We had a three-way with a gal last night. That gal was no more teachable and coachable than the man on the moon. And I figured that out about five sentences into the three-way call, and we hung on for a while. But it was very clear that this person was hiding beneath the veneer of protecting themselves, where they weren't taking in any information. In other words, they weren't teachable or coachable. They weren't listening to a word I said. And I was simply trying to have a simple conversation with them, and they were so protected that we couldn't even do that. And so it was a pretty short call. Mary did her job. I did my job. We didn't worry about it. We're proactive. We're moving on. And we got the information we needed from that person. Whether they're qualified or not, they're not qualified. And you're going to come across a lot of people that are not qualified. Don't be terrified of that fact. Just understand that that is the nature of people. There are people out there that are qualified. There are people out there that are dealing with mental issues, with emotional issues, with past, all kind of stuff. Prison, I mean, you know, all kind of stuff's going on. One of my good friends who I've known for about 6 or 7 years, both of our boys played football together forever. I just found out he's got PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, however those letters go together there. And he's got it really, really bad. And so I realized I didn't know that guy that well. And that's why I have pledged to get to know people and try to meet people on a regular basis and not go to lunch by myself if at all possible. I want to go to lunch with people, find out who they are, what they're dealing with, not just bad things but good things, find out what their perspectives are, what their motivation is, and just get to know them. They may or may not be good for Isagenix. Isagenix may or may not be good for them, although the products are good for every single person out there. There's not a single person out there that these products are not going to dramatically improve their lives. But they've got to decide that. I can't decide that for them. So that's that. What we've got to figure out is this. We've got to figure out how to be proactive, like I just talked about then. And then the other thing we've got to figure out is, what is the value of your position? Your position in this tree that you've taken, what is the value of that position? What is it now, and what is it going to be? Is it just a wholesale buying coupon position? Hey, that's not bad. You get your products for wholesale. They're delivered to your door. They're phenomenal products. You've got a website that'll come with that. That's good, man. That's good stuff. Or is it free products? In other words, the value of that position, you put enough in place that you get your products for free. Not to mention that they're also a tax-deductible expense, which, can you get that at Kroger's? No, you can't. Can you get that at your local grocery store? No, you can't. But you can at Isagenix. This is your food. This is superfoods that are tax-deductible. That's a phenomenal thing. And when I'm talking to prospects about that, I see some of them are like deer in the headlights when I talk to them about that. Others are like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding. And they get it. They understand the value of a tax-deductible product that has been expensed all their life that they've not been able to write off. Now they can. So that's a good value on your position. Not bad. Is it $250 a week in addition to getting your products paid for? You want to build this thing where you're making $250 a week. And add that up, that's $1,000 a month extra income on what you're trying to do right or what you're doing right now in your career. Hey, that's not bad. Or is it $250 a week and you're getting your products paid for and you're getting your mortgage paid for? Or is it going three-star and creating that six-digit residual income for life that I just talked about? Great. Or is it creating the kind of income that would free you up from ever worrying about money again? Now, that's me. That's my perspective on this. Maybe some of you that are listening to this call or the recording call, maybe that's your perspective. I want to talk to you. That's who I want to lock arms with and build this business with, because we have same values. We have like values in what we're doing, where we're going, and what we're going to accomplish. So that's really what we're looking for, is people that have those like values right there. A lot of people, you talk about making extra money, and you talk to them about making extra money, and they just shut down. And so that's fine. How's the weather, man? Let's talk about the weather. That's a lot easier to talk to if money stresses you out. And so that's getting facts to me that I need to know, because that's not the person that I'm going to lock arms with and build a business with. I'll love them. I'll help them. I'll do anything I can for them, but that's not my partner in this business. What I'm looking for are partners in this business who want to go 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, max their position out. We have like values, and that's a person that qualifies for my time. I don't care if you're on my right side or my left side. It doesn't matter to me. I'll work with you just as hard either way. So I'm looking for one or two more who agree with this direction and can stay focused on where we're going and exactly what we're achieving. Do you see a theme developing here? So Tim, what kind of prospects are you looking for? I'm going to tell you who I'm looking for. I have narrowed down my search, and I'm doing it through several websites and through just personal contact with people, and that is business owners. That's my target. I relate to business owners. I've been a business owner all my life. That may scare you to death, but I'm telling you, business owners are simply people that take the ball and run with it. They're people that make things happen. That's my target. I've got 3 brand new top business owners in this area I've ever known, and they are in my crosshairs right now. I have a personal relationship with each of them, why I haven't contacted them before now, I don't know, but they're going to be contacted. I'm going to buy them lunch, and we're going to talk about Isagenics. So it doesn't necessarily mean they'll join me. One of them lives in a castle, probably the nicest home, literally. There may be 2 or 3 others, but in all of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's the most unbelievable home. I mean, you can't believe it's a home. It looks like Buckingham Palace, and we're real good friends, and I have prayed with this. It's a woman. She came to Advantage conferences and was one of my speakers, and she got cancer, and she just beat cancer, got the word there's no cancer in her body. She's a praying woman. I've been praying for her, and they're going to see Isagenics here coming up. They own one of the largest plumbing businesses in all of Texas. You know, they've got industrial plumbing, and they've got residential plumbing, and whatever else kind of plumbing they are, they've got it. And so they've been enormously successful here. But that's the kind of person that can make something like this happen. They've got prospects everywhere. So I would suggest that you would add that to your list of people that you're thinking about. As you're building this business, who do you know that owns a business? And so those are the kind of people that make something happen. They're generally higher. The odds of them making something happen are generally higher than the average person out there. Now, every one of you knows that you don't have to be a business owner to make this thing happen. In fact, the 200 and whatever it was today, 229th person that just went millionaire, their story is phenomenal. And they're just neat, down-to-earth people. And most of the people that have become millionaires here are don't have some illustrious background. It's just people that got fed up and sick and tired with where they were at in life. And, man, when somebody tells me they're disgusted, I say, congratulations, man. That's probably the greatest person I'm looking for in the world, is somebody who's disgusted. Somebody that's getting by and is passively fine with where they're at in life, they're probably not going to do anything. They don't have motivation. And so when somebody tells me they're just generally disgusted with life, I said, man, I want to know your story, and I want to know you. Because that's exactly where I was. I was completely disgusted with where I was at in life. And along comes Isagenics, and man, it's the answer. It's the answer to our financial situation, our health situation. And both of those have improved so remarkably. I can hardly talk about it without getting emotional. And this same thing will happen with you guys as well And allow your, I say, allow yourself to get disgusted. Allow yourself not to be blasé, to be complacent. Those are the worst places you can be in life, in my opinion. Good. Listen, enjoy life. Take each day for what it is. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy your family. Enjoy all of the many rich blessings you have. But be disgusted about something in order to make something happen. There's got to be a degree of that. So anyway, those are some things that I wanted to talk about tonight. I know we've got a lot of new people on the line tonight, and love to go over the comp plan with you again. It usually takes about 4 to 5 times for you to get it before the lights come on, and I'll be happy to go over that with you again. If you still don't understand what a cycle is, we'll go over that again, and it'll start making sense to you, and pretty soon you'll have a focused direction. But here's what I'm looking for, and I'd like for you to respond to this, and love to hear some people come out on the call tonight and talk about the idea of staying focused on where we're going and what we're achieving, and really making our eyes be on the prize at all times, and waking up in the morning with that eye of the tiger in your mind and thinking about, here's what I'm going to do to move my business forward today. What am I going to do? Here's what it is. This is going to make it happen here. So that's exciting. We're coming down to about the bottom of the hour here. We normally like to keep it around 30 minutes, but take your phone off mute. If you'd like to respond to what's been said tonight, I'd love for you to come on out. And who would like to be first?
Hey, Tim, I do.
Come on out, Rick.
Man, you said something that I have never thought about before, and I'd like you to state it again, because I just can't grasp it, about when somebody in your downline does 100 cycles, we do 300. Is that correct?
That's right. So let's take your position, Rick. You've got 20,000 people on your right side.
Right.
So you know that your 600s are taken care of. I mean, if you went and looked at your tree right now, you could tell me how many cycles are sitting, or how much BV is sitting there waiting on you. It's probably close to 1 million, if not more, BV. And so your 600s are taken care of, right?
Right.
That make sense to you? So now on your left side, you guys have been able to focus on your left side, and you've done real well on that left side. You've got some good leaders over there. Beverly Bearden comes to mind, who's on the call tonight. Great leader in our team. And so that enables you to focus on that team. Well, in Beverly's case, every time she cycles, that's 900 BV. Well, that's 900 BV to you. How many cycles is in 900 BV for Rick?
Three.
That's right. There's three there. So what's the greatest thing you can do? You can help Beverly cycle, get her to 5-star, which is 100 cycles a week, which is phenomenal for her. I mean, that's huge money. That's well over $20,000 a month for Beverly. She's excited, and you've just maxed out. So you can see why going with a leader like Beverly is somebody that you want to lock arms with, and you want to help in every possible way for them to cycle as much as possible. And so, yeah, if you hadn't come on that fact before, that is quite an eye-opener, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And it brings out the need or the necessity that we're in this as a team, and you know, we're here to help our team.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. That's why I bend over backwards with anybody, man. Anybody that wants help, if they'll raise their hand, man, I'm all over it. Let's do this. And people say, "Oh, I can't call Tim, he's too busy." And I go, man, you don't understand. I want you to call me. I want to help you build your business. It's not just a, you know, love thing about you. It's a selfish thing about me. It's both of us. We both win big time when you reach out like that, and we grow each other's team. So thanks for bringing that out, Rick. And I didn't realize you didn't understand that. So that's great. Got time for one or two more. Love to have you come on out on the call here. Who else would like to jump out here?
This is Tooney.
Hi, Tooney. Come on out.
Well, you was talking earlier about being shy about calling in the nose, and that is my problem. Following up, because I know what I'm fixing to hear, I go to anticipate and stuff, and I need to just if they say no, so be it, and go on to my next person that I've got on my list, and be done
yep.
with it.
And well, that's great.
And I've just got to get that mindset to do it. And I love sharing everything. Yesterday at my little launch party, I mean, I shared my story, told them how great the products were, and, you know, told them that I got into this business for making some extra money. And I said, you don't have to. I said, if you just like the products. But I said, you're going to feel great after about a week of starting this program. So.
Well, that's awesome. And that's really all you can do. I mean,
right.
It's 100% money-back guarantee. If you hate the products, which I've maybe in one or two cases out of tens of thousands of people,
right.
You can send it back. In fact, you can send it to me. I'll buy it from you.
Well, that's
because
kind of the way I look at it.
I did that yesterday.
I'll take them.
A gal didn't like, she called me. She said, I didn't like the crispy, cream crisp, the chocolate cream crisp.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That happened. I said, do you have a box of it that you want to return? She said, yes. I said, do you mind if I buy that from you? Because that's my number one flavor. That's my favorite flavor.
Right.
So I went and met her and bought it. Now I've got that. And I was out. So I was like, perfect.
Yeah. It sometimes goes our way to our advantage.
Well, Tooney, here's the other thing to think about. That person that tells you no or gives you no response, how important are they to your business? They're really not important at all to your business because it's not their business. It's not their decision. It's not their choices. It's your business.
Right.
And so you're just looking for people to lock arms with. And if they're not somebody, I just want to know pretty quickly, are you somebody that wants to lock arms and go where we're going and achieve what we're achieving? If you are, great. Let's do this. If you're not, great. Love you anyway. How's the weather?
Well, that's kind of like my dentist. He got into this 2 months ago. Has he used the products yet? He's not even opened his box. So, you know, what do you do?
Penny, how well do the products open when you don't open them up?
Well, right. And I know you've probably seen this as well. So
I've seen it 100 times. And I just laugh. It's just hilarious to me. We got time. Thank you, Tooney. We got time for one more. Who'd like to be the last one here?
Well, Tim, I'll jump out there real quick. This is Beverly Bearden.
Come on out, Beverly.
Well, I just wanted to comment because I do see the importance of staying focused. I got distracted and just got busy with so many other things, and it's easy to take your eyes off of the goal and get busy with other things because there's so many things that scream at us. So one thing that I'm trying to do is just not overthink it. Just when somebody's on my mind, on my list, don't think about it. Just pick up the phone and call them and just share, you know, and just be myself and share with them. And, you know, they're either going to go or they're not. So that's kind of given me a little bit of, just a way to relax a little bit and just take the pressure off.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter what the response is. I put that in my mind all the time. I say, man, it really doesn't matter. I'm just fishing, and if a fish bites my lure, great. If they don't, well, I'm they're not meant to be on my lure, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this, Beverly. Do you feel like you're capable of building this business a whole lot bigger?
Oh, I do, yes.
And do you see that? Can you visualize that?
I can.
And I believe you can, and that's great. Call me for three ways. You've been very good about doing that. Don't give up on that. Let's make sure we're doing that on a regular basis.
Okay.
All right, very good. Guys, thanks for being on the call tonight. We went a little bit long. It's a 40-minute call, but great to have everybody on the call. Thanks for stepping out here, Rick. Appreciate that. Tooney and Beverly, thank you guys for adding your voices to the call tonight. Guys, remember, keep your eye on the prize. Stay focused on where you're going and what you're achieving, what you're accomplishing, and this thing's going to change your life in a phenomenal way. God bless you. I love you. This will be up on timdarnell.org within 24 hours. You guys have a great night.
Thank you, Tim.
Tim.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tim.